KI4DTY, how's it going, Shane?
Daniel? I am well. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm actually about to hop out of the truck, but I heard you call, so I wanted to at least say hi real quick.
Well, speaking of hopping, I told you the other night that I was asking if you knew I forgot her first name. Her last name was Hopkins, not Hawkins. Anyway, it probably still doesn't ring a bell, but now I can't even remember her first name. Just never mind. I need to start over today.
Yep. And yeah, I tried to look her up, and I couldn't find any Sophie Hawkins.
Hey, Sophie. And my wife loved that girl. I think at one time she wished that she would become one of our daughter-in-laws. But I mean, she was a sweet girl. I just didn't get to know her that well. But anyway. Boy, that's terrible. Yeah, Sophie Hopkins. Sophie Hopkins, that's her last, or was her last name until she got married. But I apologize for giving you the wrong name.
Well, you know, I mess up names so bad, it's not even funny anymore. My brother makes fun of me. We were doing this wedding, and I always go through, because I'm a paper guy, so I go through the whole file, read the names, make sure I know. I mean, I've already talked to them a bunch of times, but the previous week we had done this wedding with this girl named Lauren. And so I get to the place where we're going to be taking photos starting out. I called her Lauren twice. My brother looked at me. He's like, "That is not Lauren. What are you doing?" And I could not take it.
To call somebody by the wrong name. I mean, generally they don't mind. I've been called the wrong name all my life. Usually it comes out Sean, but or something like that. But or they try to pronounce Shane. They see the Y in there, and it really throws them off. But I don't mind. It's part of it. But it is embarrassing when you do it.
It was just kind of like what you were saying, just one of those days, and it had been a stressful week and a crazy week, and here it's Saturday morning, and I ended up calling the girl by the wrong name. I felt like an idiot, and she laughed it off. She was like, "I totally understand. I get called David all the time, and it's just so I cannot understand why people call me David."
I'm going to remember that, and that's what I'm going to call you from now on, probably. I'll try not to.
John.
Usually what I do, too. If it's somebody I know well enough and they call me Sean, I'll take their name and do something like that. I'll make the vowel sound a little different. And sometimes they don't even realize what I'm doing. They'll look at me funny like, "Why are you calling me that?"
I get that all the time. That's hilarious. Well, you know Patrick's new nickname, right?
But do tell.
Patrick's out there listening. His new nickname is Sugar, but I call him Sugar Packet.
Use that one in public.
Something was said about he was so... they asked why his wife... Patrick's wife was so sweet, and Patrick says, "Because I'm sugar," and so now his new nickname is Sugar.
I have to remember that one. That's good. Well, as long as, you know, I was thinking of it back to you calling somebody the wrong name, calling that girl Lauren. As long as you don't put the wrong name on your finished product when you hand it to them.
I am so scared to death to do that. I literally checked the name like probably 10 or 20 times just to make sure. We had this groom. Do you know Brian Regan, the comedian?
Not personally, but yeah, I know who he is.
Yes. Well, we did this wedding where the groom's last name was Regan. But it was, I can't remember his first name now, but it was not Brian. But his last name was Regan. So during his whole engagement shoot, he looked just like Brian Regan's brother. I mean, I would have sworn this guy was literally the brother of Brian Regan. And I kept calling him Brian through the whole stinking shoot because that's just who he looked like. His last name was Regan. And my brother looked at me, he's like, would you stop calling this guy Brian?
Well, David, Daniel, it sounds like you need your brother there tagging along beside you to kind of help keep you straight. But that's funny. That would not be good if you give him a finished video project with the wrong name. I can tell you that.
But like I said, I've been blessed that I always check it 4 or 5 times, which is funny. I'm actually wrapping up a video project right now for a bride and groom, and I have checked the spelling of their names and everything at least 4 times on the finished product just to make sure everything is right.
I've done things I don't do wedding videos, obviously, but I have, sometimes I'll check something again and think, why am I doing this? Because I've already checked it. I know I checked it. Why am I doing it again? But you can get caught in a cycle on that and waste a lot of time. But then again, if you don't, you know, it's like the old saying when you're working with wood or cutting anything, measure twice, cut once.
Houses, and my dad was a furniture maker of cabinets and stuff. But yeah, our saying was always measure once, cut twice. So it was usually the reverse. But no, I'm with you there. It's worth just go ahead and double check and making sure you're right. So, but no, I'm bad at names sometimes, and so I always get paranoid and check. And like I said, other than a month or two ago when I got that bride's name mixed up, I only messed it up twice, but I tell you why, I just was like, write it down. So I ended up writing it down just so it was locked in my brain. I don't know why I got all messed up. It was funny. She laughed. My brother just was like, I cannot believe you.
Siblings and spouses sometimes. It's to remind us of our faults. So, there you go.
Hey, why are you talking to N4? Is that okay? I know. Tell me about it. So I'm the oldest of 6 siblings, and I work with my youngest brother. His name is Elisha, which he's actually a new ham operator, so I'm glad about that. But he's always showing me / telling me my faults, so I have that to look forward to, and then I come home, and my wife makes sure that I remember as well. So I guess they're just trying to keep me in line.
I'm on, generally. I hope so, anyway. But and congratulations to your brother. I heard you talking about him a while ago, saying he was studying, and you were looking for a radio for him, but did you say his name was Elisha?
Elisha, E-L-I-S-H-A, Elisha, or Elisha.
Call, or I guess you said he was a new hand, so he should have a call.
Yeah, all saying is Kilo, Quebec, 4, DWD, Delta, Whiskey, Delta.
D kind of has a ring to it. He might grow to like that, or is he going to get a vanity like you did and get his initials?
He's talking about doing a vanity just so that, for the same reason, try to get his initials. But I'm not sure. That DWD is pretty good, but that Q kills me every time. KQ always gets me.
Okay, yeah, every time the new calls come out with the new letter, I mean the new letter before the number, like from the KO to the KQ, even when the KOs first came out, it sounds funny when you first hear it. You get used to it, of course, but I mean, I started out as a KC4, Kilo Charlie 4, and I remember when the KD4s came out, I thought it sounded funny, so that's just the way it is.
You know, if you're an N4,
back, but when I originally got this call, it's a vanity call as well. It was my father-in-law's. We were both we had our tech license, which that was back when they had the five classes, the novice and the tech, and he was issued this 1x3 as a tech when they moved here to South Carolina. They used to do that, and then they came out with the vanity program around, I can't remember exactly what year. He passed away in 96, and it was very close to that, and I was able to get it a year or two, probably because I was family. It was pretty close. I think it was within the year after he passed away I was able to get this call.
Well, I'm glad you got that. My grandpa was a ham operator, but I believe he let his lapse back in the 90s or 80, late 80s, early 90s. But I have found out after he passed away that he was a ham operator. And I have done everything I can to try to find his call sign, and I cannot locate it and figure out what it was.
That one night with, I think, Andy. I was working. I was running out of range, but I could hear you. And, man, that's too bad. I used to have some old call books that were my father-in-law's because, you know, back in the day, you would get this big book. It's probably twice as thick as a phone book. It had all the calls in there listed alphabetically and had their name and address. And it might have been in there because he had some from back in the 80s. But I know I don't have them anymore. I'm sure we threw them away.
Yeah, there's no reason to even keep them, really. But, no, yeah, it was Andy I was talking to. That same night, you were still kind of coming in and out of service. But, no, I wish I could find it, but it is what it is. But, no, my brother's got his, and he may keep it. He's not sure, or he may try to go over to a vanity. I'm glad I went ahead and switched mine, because mine was a tongue twister, and I already have trouble remembering/saying things anyway, so I needed to change mine.
Original call.
Oh, it was KO4, and it had a Z in there or something, but I couldn't remember it half the time. I had to write it down. I had it on my dashboard. Every time I went to say that stupid thing, I'd screw it up and mess it up anyways.
On QRZ and look at your call, look at your page, and look at the details or biography. I think it might have it on there. I'll have to look it up. But, yeah, I don't remember. The first time I remember ever hearing you, I think you had this call. So that's all I know you as. And at some point you'll get where you almost remember the people by their calls. You remember their calls more than you remember their names. So it's kind of interesting how that works.
I was talking to Jerry earlier today. I had to go up to Asheville to had a photo shoot for a house, and so I was up there, so I was driving back, and it was funny. As soon as he threw his call out there, I knew who it was. So, yeah, it's funny that you say that, because it's like you almost, like, picture the person and everything.
their call becomes who you know them by, right? Anyway, my son-in-law got his license. He lives up in Hendersonville area. He was working and doing some training in Raleigh, and he went through a club up there, and he's pretty book smart. He can, he doesn't talk about this, but he can read something and remember it. So I don't know if he actually sees it on the page like some people do, but he can just read through a book, and he can pretty much remember just about anything you ask him in there. So he took both his tests as a technician in general at the same time. And he was a KO4 ADW, I think that was what he was given. But he went ahead and changed. He found one that's K4HNR. His name is Connor. And it kind of looks like that on his license tag. But he's not very active. He just did it. He needed something to do. And he's involved in a lot of stuff. I'm trying to get him more involved in it. But he does have his license, and we do talk about it occasionally.
Yeah, I studied my test forever. I do not have a photographic memory. Now, my middle child has a photographic memory, and he's like that. He can read a book or something and then go back and just recall pretty much anything he read. He's big into, like, birds and animals and fish, and so he pretty much can, you can point at any bird and he can tell you exactly what it is, its patterns, what it likes, all that type of stuff. So that's hilarious that your son's like that as well.
My girls aren't interested. They're like, we can just talk on the cell phone if we want to talk, you know, whatever. So, and they text more than anything. But my youngest son, he keeps saying he wants to do it. It's just a matter of time. He's got a little baby now, 1 year old, and I know how that is. I was, you know, I got my license back when I had a little 1 year old. And you don't have a lot of time for a hobby when you're working and taking care of the family.
KI4DTY N4ZLK. I tell you what, that is the truth. I have, I think all three of my boys would love to get their ham radio one day, or a license. They've actually wanted to get it now, but due to some of the noise that's been going on, which I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, I've kind of put a temporary halt on that right now. But they would love to get their ham, all three of my boys would love to get their ham radio license. But you're right, like, to have a hobby like this and have a family, it's difficult sometimes.
Money or the room, really, to set up a shack in the house. So I had a 2-meter rig in my truck. I always had it in there, and I'd use it on the way back and forth to work or just listen. It would always be on. But, you know the hours I keep, and when I get home in the evening, they were either ready for bed or sometimes in bed when they were younger. And weekends, you know, we'd go to the dump or something, they'd see it, but didn't really get, you know, it was just something that was there, but not, and then, you know, then cell phones came along and computer technology just got better and better, and it just, as they got into early teens, they just were like, why would we want to do that? We could just use a cell phone to talk to somebody. So, you know, no, and I think the older ones remember the phone line, you know, the phone being attached to the wall, they remember that, but the younger ones don't even remember a phone being on the wall or even a house phone, really.
So, yeah, my brother, he's 10 months younger than me, and I've been trying to get him to get his ham license. And he's like, you know, we have these things called cell phones, right? And so I said, yes, I'm aware of that. And so he's like, why would I call you on the radio? It's all staticky. You can't hear me. I said, well, I'm not going to answer your phone calls anymore.
You just want to slap them, you know, wake them up a little bit for those smart alecky answers. But I know you can't do that. That's funny. Yeah, and my wife says the same thing. She grew up with her dad being a ham radio operator and him trying to teach her Morse code on the way to the dump, you know, making her repeat the letters and flashes, and she just has no interest. And she's like, why would I want to sit around and talk? I'm like, do you remember the hours you used to spend on the telephone attached to that long cord that would all be tangled up on the wall? You talk to your friends. What's the difference, you know? You spend more time on the telephone than most people do on the radio.
Yeah, at least we try to jump off and let other people on. So, I found my old call sign, so it was Kilo Oscar 4, so KO4. And it was Mike Whiskey Zulu, MWZ. And I screw that up all the time.
Guy, I remember that. I remember that now. Actually, that call does kind of sound a little familiar. But I guess I didn't know you. I didn't put it together. You were the same person. So I remember that call, KO4MWZ.
Me and you talked when I had that old call sign. That was when I asked you if you knew Brad Eisen, and that's when I had that call sign. It was shortly after that is when I changed to Delta Tango Yankee.
Yeah, I knew we had talked about Brad. In fact, I'm over here at Whitehorse right now, driving not far from there, but I don't know why I didn't put that together. I knew you were the same guy. I just didn't realize you had changed the call, but I do remember that call, so that's cool. Yeah, I like your... either one of them I like. I mean, but yeah, I mean, you kind of get... It just seems to be people's calls get... It's like they're a part... It's a part of them, you know, like we were saying, or like I was saying. You remember them by their call, sometimes even more than their name. It just kind of fits. So, generally, it works that way. Some calls just don't fit. Sometimes it's a struggle.
And I love your call sign because I can visualize it. I don't know why. Every time you throw your call out there, like, I can visually see in my mind. And that's one of the biggest things I have problems with, trying to recall some of these call signs. But, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, it's like you almost recognize the call sign before you do the name. But, no, I had that MWZ, and I kept screwing it up all the time. And I didn't really love it anyway, so that's why I changed over. And it's my initials, the DTY. So I just like that better.
Good. I like the vanity system. I didn't know, because I had my call before we had it, and I wasn't sure about it when I first heard. But then, of course, I took advantage of it right away. As soon as I was able to, and I was able to, because he was family, I didn't have to wait the mandatory 2-year period before it would, you know, normally it becomes available. So that worked out. But. Yeah, and another thing you'll find, you probably already found this, is you get a mental picture by somebody's voice of what they sound or what they look like, and then when you meet them face to face, generally it's not what you pictured.
Area. So when I met Chad and Patrick in person, I did not even recognize them. Now it was funny to hear Patrick's voice and then see him. I saw him. At the Greer Club meetup, and they have everybody go through and throw out their call signs, and then he threw out his call sign, and I was like, Patrick? He goes, Daniel? It was funny because here, you know, we've been talking, you know, I just did not think that was him, and I'm sure he didn't think that was me, obviously. So it was funny, but no, it is hilarious when you finally meet somebody in person. It almost ruins it. It almost ruins what you kind of imagine them looking like in your head.
I know exactly what you mean, and I don't know if I was going to say it that way. Sometimes it helps, but generally, I know when somebody meets me, they're probably like, oh, yeah, okay, are you sure? But anyway, that's just the way it goes.
I like to wear things really weird, so. But no, I tell you what, I've enjoyed the meeting a lot of these guys in person, so it's been great. Especially like some of these, Patrick and Chad, and I actually met Jerry. I don't know if Jerry remembers me meeting him, but I met Jerry. But it's funny because Jerry lives over near me somewhere. And I'm always behind him. He drives this white Ford Econoline van, and I'm always behind him. And I'm like, there's Jerry.
And Ford DJC? I didn't know you lived down that way. You live down in Anderson?
In Taylor's. I thought he was over here because I've actually passed by him. Maybe it's a different Jerry then.
Thinking of, I think there's a couple of Jerry's on here. I'm trying to think else who that would be. But yeah, I'm in my job, I've delivered to several ham operators. Either recognized, they'll either have their call on the package, or I've met them or seen the towers and got to know them. One guy gave me a vertical antenna. Multi-band HF antenna. I've still got it. I don't have it up right now, but it's a great antenna. He was selling his house and moving to Florida, and he said, if you want it, you just take it. Come by and get it, and you're welcome to it. And gave me the instructions and everything. That was pretty cool. But, and I've run, you know, driven around and seen call tags or license tags with the calls on it. And, let's see, I used to come up behind Fred, K4RM, when he had his old call. I used to see him a lot in the vehicle. anyway, it's just a lot of calls, a lot of people I've seen out on the road.
Now, you know, before I got my license and stuff, it's funny now you're driving by these houses or these neighborhoods and seeing the antennas up, and you're like, oh, that's a, you know, and you're starting to point out antennas and actually get to know it, and even on vehicles, so it's always kind of funny to see and recognize that. And like you said, even with the license plates and the tags, people will put their call sign out there, which I was always scared to. I didn't want somebody to know my call sign and figure out where I lived, so I was always nervous about that.
No, I mean, it is, if somebody wants to find out about you, there's all kinds of ways to do it now, but I've had one for so long, I just don't even think about it anymore. I don't know, there's, you know, everybody's got their opinion, and that's the beauty of this world. You can have your own opinion, and you live with that. So it is what it is, and I make my choices, and I try to leave everybody else alone.
I think it's pretty cool. I was thinking about getting my call sign on my tag, and then, like I said, I just was nervous that, you know, somebody looked me, you know, trying to find me or something, but like you said, I mean, they can find you no matter what, pretty much. But it's always cool to be driving down and see a ham radio antenna or something, kind of like, I don't know, almost like a nod to the hobby.
Okay. Yeah, usually if I'm driving, especially if I'm not, if I got a little bit and I see somebody go by, I'll try to throw their call out on a simplex, especially if they have an antenna, throw it out on, and it's not a call I recognize. And there's been a couple times somebody's actually come back to me. They were monitoring a simplex or something, but it doesn't seem to happen as much anymore. And I think that we're so connected now. It used to be when my father-in-law was driving around, there were no cell phones when he was doing it. I mean, later in his life, all the time.
Yeah, I mean, even with my grandpa, I remember him even having that CB on all the time, listening to it. But, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, yeah, nobody had cell phones or anything else, so it was on all the time. I didn't grow up in a ham family, so it wasn't really a thing for us. But, like I said, I didn't even know my grandpa had his ham license until, like, probably a When I decided to get my ham license, my dad was like, yeah, your grandpa was a ham operator. I was like, what? You never told me that. But it was too cool. But, hey, I'm over here at my destination. I've actually been home for a few minutes, but I wanted to talk to you, and it was good to. But I need to get back to work and finalize. So I'm going to say 7-3s on your final. It was amazing talking to you, Shane.
And always good to hear you, and always enjoy our conversations. Have a good day. Say hello to the family, and take care of those boys. KI4DTY, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KO4PXB.
N4ZLK, I've got a couple more rounds, and then I'll be at work. So you doing all right this afternoon?
Yes, sir. Just taking the trip from Spartanburg to Greenville. So as it stands right now, everything's doing great.
Traffic seems a little heavy. I just got on 85. I get on there for one exit on the way into work from White Horse Road to Mullen Road. And it looks pretty heavy out here. I'm sure it's heavy up your way.
Not yet, but as soon as I want to get closer to Highway 14 and Pelham Road, it will be. And I probably asked you before, you have your general license already, correct? Yep, probably about close before 7 o'clock on the Monday evening. I'll probably have mine, at least the test taken and passed, because I'm going 6:30 on that month, this coming Monday, to take the next level test.
Lloyd, that's good. That I'm proud of you. I know you'll do well. That next step up really opens up a lot and a lot of privileges. And it's a good feeling to get that behind you, get that under your belt, or whatever you want to say. So congratulations.
Chad, then I just have to be able to get a radio that has the four modes on it, because right now I'm just the two band.
Get up. finding one and getting it all set up. But there's a lot out there, and you can find good used radios. Most of them are well taken care of. You'll find some abused ones here and there, but for the most part, most of them are well taken care of, and there's people with more radios than they need, and some of them are even willing to let something go because they never use them anymore, so you'll find something.
Yep. And that also definitely have to find a way to hide an antenna that will allow that function, and find something that's not going to be so gaudy to where it's going to upset my wife, because I don't have a ham shack to be able to put anything in.
Yeah, most of us have been through that at some degree or another, and, you know, you just keep pushing the limits just here and there, you know, just letting her know this is what you want to do, this is a hobby, and something, you know, good sound time, and just slowly work into it. And there's all kinds of options out there that you can. There's even a flagpole antenna that I've heard people use. I've heard people talking on it, and they seem to have really good signals, you know, from other states. So there's all kinds of things you can do.
Yeah, I looked on the information about the flagpole antenna. Didn't it require a lot of radios to be put in the ground for planes?
Not know, but probably. I don't know. There are some that don't really require a lot. I mean, I think it would probably, any would help, but I really don't know. I've got a vertical that it just has four very small radials that come off of the mast itself. Very inconspicuous. They're not very large at all, and it did real well, just the design of the antenna. I don't have it up at the moment, but of course it is. It is noticeable. If you've got it in your front yard, you would definitely notice it, but it doesn't require a lot of vertical, or a lot of radials, I mean.
Yep, definitely the flagpoles in my front yard, and like I mentioned many times over, the president from the HOA lives right across the street from me, so I pretty much would have to do stuff like that at night when she's not seeing or playing, you know, looking over the fence line, as the saying goes, to see what's going on.
An issue there. Some of them are pretty nosy. But then again, some of the regulations that you agree to when you move in. So anyway, Lloyd, I'm where I'm going, so I need to get out for a little bit. It's good to hear you this afternoon. I hope you have a good drive home, and hope to talk to you again. KO4PXB, N4ZLK, 73.
All right, Shane, please be safe till I talk to you again. KO4PXB.
This is Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel calling Kilo Alpha 3 Juliet Charlie Alpha. Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel calling Kilo Alpha 3 Juliet Charlie Alpha. KA3JCA, this is AA4GH.
KA4GH, this is KA3JCA. It's Simpsonville, South Carolina, sir.
Thank you, Richard. I have my friend David with me. He's a pilot, so he's pretty familiar with radios. Say hi, David. This is Richard.
Hi, Richard. How are you today? Oh, I got to unclick.
Yep. Yeah, glad to hear you're a pilot. I have a private pilot's license myself, and I used to fly the Cessna 152 and the 172 and the 182 and a Piper 140, but those were my early younger years there, but I haven't flown in quite a while, but it's nice to hear you on the radio, sir. Are you interested in ham radio?
Yeah, you click that one.
Yes, I am interested in radio. I also have a a plane myself, which is a Cicada TB200, which I'm still flying. But yeah, I'm interested in getting into the ham radio.
Gus there, him and I met on DMR, talking about amateur radio and programming handhelds, and we've become friends and kind of followed him through the storm there for the hurricanes, and we've just stayed in touch. And I tell you what, ham radio is an excellent opportunity to meet billions and billions of people across the world. Not that you'll remember everyone that you talk to, but you'll pick out a few that you just build that camaraderie and that friendship, and you just keep going, sir.
Okay, Richard, can we try to see if we can get into Talk Group 93? Over.
Leave your echo link open. I'll go ahead and clear here that I'll meet you on Talk Group 93 North America, KA3JCA QSY.
Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel, clear.